This is Osho Radio. We welcome all our listeners who like to dive into the wondrous world of Osho with us. In the discourses we are playing, Osho never stops to surprise us by revealing our innermost secrets. Also, Osho Radio is offering you music that was created by Osho lovers from different parts of the world, and this music will help you to deepen your meditation.
Blue sky, can't seem to find my mind today. Up in the blue sky, nothing much to do or say. Up in the blue sky, a million miles from anywhere. Up in the blue sky, not a worry in the world or care. I dreamed I was a butterfly. I woke up wondering, who am I? Should I laugh or should I cry or just fly? To the blue sky, nowhere else I'd rather be. Up in the blue sky, clear as far as I can see. I search the mirror for a face, has left no trace. I watch the clouds come and go. I don't know anymore.
Blue sky.
Today we will start with the first part of the lecture from the series Yoga, the Alpha and the Omega, Volume 3, Number 1. This whole lecture will be unedited, so as to let it sink very deep. Your whole reality is based on dreams, and it shows how much energy you have to gather to move beyond that. Watching your dreams. Watching yourself dreaming during the day is just the beginning, Osho says. When you are able to move consciously into sleep, many different layers of dreaming will reveal themselves to you. Osho is talking about 5 types of dreaming during sleep. Today we enter into the first 2 types of dreaming.
Man sleeps almost one-third of his life. Twenty years approximately. But sleep has been neglected, terribly neglected. Nobody thinks about it. Nobody meditates on it. This has happened because man has paid too much attention to the conscious mind. Mind has 3 dimensions. Just like as matter has 3 dimensions, mind also has 3 dimensions. only one dimension is conscious. Another dimension is unconscious. And still another dimension is there, which is superconscious. These three dimensions are of the mind, just like the matter. Because deep down, mind is also matter. Or, you can say it otherwise, that matter is also mind. It has to be so, because only one exists. Mind is subtle matter. Matter is gross mind. But ordinarily, man lives only in one dimension, the conscious. Sleep belongs to the unconscious. Dreaming belongs to the unconscious. Meditation, ecstasy belongs to the superconscious. Just like waking and thinking belongs to the conscious. So we have to go slowly into this phenomena of mind. The first thing about mind to be remembered is, it is just like an iceberg. The topmost part is on the surface, you can see it. But it is only 1/10 of the whole. 9/10 is hidden underneath. You cannot see it ordinarily unless you move in the depth. But these are only two dimensions. There is a third dimension, as if a part of the iceberg has evaporated and has become a small cloud and hovers in the sky. It is difficult to reach to the unconscious. It is almost impossible to reach to that cloud. Of course, part of the same iceberg, but evaporated. That's why meditation is so difficult. Samadhi is so arduous. It takes one's total energy. It demands one's total devotion. Only then the vertical movement into the cloud-like phenomena of the superconscious becomes possible. The conscious is there. You are listening to me from the conscious. If you are thinking what I am saying, if you are inside making a sort of dialogue with whatsoever I am saying, a sort of commentary goes on inside, this is the conscious mind. But you can listen to me without thinking. In deep love, heart to heart. Not in any way verbalizing what I am saying, judging what I am saying, right or wrong. No. No valuation. You simply listen in deep love, as if the mind is past and the heart listens and beats with joy. Then the unconscious is listening. Then whatsoever I say will go very deep to your roots. But the third possibility is also there, that you can listen through the superconscious, then even love is a disturbance. Very subtle, but even love is a disturbance. Then there is nothing, no thought, no feeling. You simply become a void, an emptiness, end to end. And into that emptiness falls whatsoever I say and whatsoever I am. Then you are listening from the superconscious. These are the three dimensions. While you are awake, you live in the conscious. You work, you think, you do this and that. When you fall into a sleep, the conscious is no more functioning. It is resting. Another dimension starts working, the unconscious. Then you cannot think, but you can dream. And the whole night, there are almost 8 cycles of dreaming. Continuously, only for a few moments, you are not dreaming, otherwise you are dreaming. You simply fall into sleep as if it is a sort of absence. It is not. It has its own presence. Sleep is not only negation of waking. If it was, then there was nothing to meditate. Sleep is not like darkness, absence of light. No, sleep has its own positivity. It exists. And it exists as much as your waking time. And when you will meditate and the mysteries of sleep will be revealed to you, then you will see that there is no distinction between waking and sleeping. They both exist in their own right. Sleep is not just rest from waking, it is a different kind of activity. Hence dreams. Dream is a tremendous activity, more powerful than your thinking, more meaningful also, because it belongs to the deeper part of your being than your thinking. When you fall into sleep, the mind that was functioning the whole day is tired, exhausted. It is a very tiny mind, 1/10 compared to the unconscious, which is 9 times bigger and greater and powerful. And if you compare it with the superconscious, comparison is not possible, because superconscious is infinite. Superconscious is omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. Superconscious is what God is. Even compared to the unconscious, the conscious is very small, gets tired. It needs rest to be recharged. The conscious goes off. Tremendous activity starts into sleep, which is dreaming. And why it has been neglected? Because mind has been trained to be identified with the conscious. So you think you are no more in sleep. That's why sleep looks just like a small death. You simply never think about it, what is going on. It will take a little time to move into a sleep with awareness, because you are not even aware when you are awake. You move, in fact, in your waking also as if you are deep asleep, a somnambulist, a sleepwalker. Not very awake, really. Just because the eyes are open, don't think that you are awake. Awakening means that whatsoever you are doing, or whatsoever is happening moment to moment, you are doing it in full mindfulness. Even if I raise my hand to make a gesture to you, I am making it in full consciousness. It can be made in a robot-like way, mechanical. You are not aware what is happening in the hand. In fact, you have not moved it at all. It has moved on its own. It is unconscious. That's why it is so difficult to penetrate your own sleep. But if one tries, the first effort to be made is, while you are awake, be more awake. Because from there, the effort has to be started. Walking on the street, walk mindfully, as if you are doing something very important. It is very significant. Each step should be taken in full awareness. If you can do that, only then you can enter into a sleep. Right now you have a very faint awareness. The moment your conscious mind goes off, that faint awareness disappears like a small ripple. It has no energy. It is very, very faint, just a flicker, just a zero voltage phenomena. You have to bring more energy to it. So much energy that when the conscious mind goes off, awareness continues on its own. And you fall asleep with awareness. This can happen if you do other activities with awareness. Walking, eating, sleeping, taking your bath. The whole day, whatsoever you are doing, it becomes just an excuse for the inner training of mindfulness. So the activity becomes secondary. Awareness through that activity becomes primary. Then when by the night you drop all activity and you go to sleep, that awareness continues even while you are falling asleep. The awareness becomes a watcher that yes, the body is falling asleep. Then by and by the body is relaxing. Not that you verbalize, you simply watch. By and by thoughts are disappearing. You watch the gaps. By and by the world is very, very distant. You are moving into the basement of your being, the unconscious. If you can fall down asleep with awareness, only then the continuity will be there in the night. and much knowledge is sleep can bring, because it is your treasure house, your basement of many, many lives, and you have been treasuring many things there. First, try to be aware while awaking, while you are in the waking state, and then by itself the awareness becomes so powerful that it doesn't matter what activity you are doing. Really walking or walking in a dream makes no difference. And when for the first time you will fall asleep with awareness, you will see how gears change. You will even feel the click, that the wakefulness disappears, the mind is off, and the realm starts. The gear of the being has changed. And between these two gears, there is a small gap of neutral gear. Because whenever the gear changes, it has to pass from the neutral passage. By and by you will become aware not only of the change of gear, but the gap between the two. And in that gap, you will have your first glimpse of the superconscious. When the conscious mind changes into unconscious, just for a very minute part of a moment, you will be able to see the superconscious. But that is a later chapter in the story. I mentioned just by the way. First you will become conscious of the unconscious. And that will bring tremendous change in your life. Thank you. When you start watching your dreams, you will find 5 types of dreams happening. First type of dream is just rubbish, and many thousands of psychoanalysts are just working on that rubbish. It is simply useless. It happens because in the whole day, working the whole day, you gather much rubbish, just like the body gathers dust and you need a bath. You need a cleaning. In the same way the mind gathers dust, and there is no way how to give a bath to the mind. So the mind has an automatic mechanism to throw all dust, rubbish. The dream is nothing but the raising of the dust that mind is throwing, the first type of dream. And this is the biggest portion of dreams, almost 90%. Almost 90% dreams are simply dust being thrown. Don't pay much attention to them. And by and by, as your awareness will grow, you will be able to see what is dust. The second type of dream is a sort of wish fulfillment. There are many needs, natural needs, but the priests and the so-called religious teachers have poisoned your mind. They won't allow you even to fulfill your basic needs. They have condemned them completely, and the condemnation has entered in you. So you hunger many your needs. Those hungry needs demand fulfillment. And the second type of dreaming is nothing but wish fulfillment. Whatsoever, because of the priests and the poisoners, you have denied to your being, in dream, the mind tries to fulfill it in some way or other. Just the other day, a young man came. Very sensible, very sensitive, and he asked me that I have come to ask a very significant question because my whole life depends on it. My parents are forcing me to get married. And I don't see any meaning in it. So I have come to ask you, is marriage meaningful or not? Should I move into marriage or not? I told him that when you feel thirsty, do you ask whether drinking is meaningful or not? Should I drink water or not? The question of meaning doesn't arise. It is a question of whether you are thirsty or not. Maybe there is no meaning in water and no meaning in drinking, but that is irrelevant. The relevant thing is whether you are thirsty or not. And I know that even if you drink again and again, you will become thirsty. So the mind can say, what is the meaning in it? What is the purpose of it? Drinking again and again and again becoming thirsty seems to be just a rut. There seems to be no meaning in it. This is how the conscious mind has been trying to dominate your whole being. Because meaning belongs to conscious mind. The unconscious knows no meaning. It knows hunger, it knows thirst, it knows needs. It knows no meaning. And in fact, life has no meaning. If you ask, you are asking for suicide. Life has no meaning. It simply exists. And exists so beautifully without meaning that there is no need. What is the meaning of a tree existing? Are the sun rising every day in the morning? Are the moon in the night? What is the meaning when a tree comes to bloom? And what is the meaning when the birds sing in the morning and the stream goes on flowing and the waves, tremendous waves of the ocean, go on setting on the rocks again and again and again? What is the meaning? Meaning is not of the whole. The whole exists so beautifully without meaning. In fact, if there was any meaning, the whole would not have been so beautiful. Because with meaning comes calculation. With meaning comes cunningness. With meaning comes reason. With meaning comes division. This is meaningful, that is meaningless. This is more meaningful, that is less meaningful. The whole exists without any distinctions. Everything is absolutely beautiful, not because of any meaning, but just by being there. There is no purpose. So I told to the young man that if you ask about meaning, you are asking a wrong question. And you will be led in a wrong way. That's how priests became so powerful. You ask wrong questions, they supplied wrong answers. I told him, you just watch your own being. Do you need a woman to fulfill you? Do your whole being hankers for love? Because love is a hunger, a thirst. When you see a beautiful woman passing by, does something suddenly happen in you? A wave? Something invisible? A change? Or nothing happens? You go on moving the same way as you were moving, as if the woman had not passed. If you move on a road and a beautiful woman passes and you go on moving the same way as you were moving before she came, nothing has happened. No wave in your being, not even a ripple. Then there is no need for marriage. But don't ask about the meaning. If something happens, you start walking a little faster, or you start humming a tune, or you start looking at the beautiful woman, or you start avoiding her. If something happens, this way or that, I'm not concerned whether you start moving in the same direction the woman is going, or you start running into the opposite direction, that is not relevant. If something happens, then you have a need, and the need is to be fulfilled, because the need exists to be fulfilled. There may come some day when you will pass on the road and a woman makes no difference. That too is good, But this too is good. Everything is holy and sacred. There is a time to be in love, and there is a time to move beyond it. There is a time to be related and enjoy the relationship, and there is a time to be alone and to enjoy the beauty of being alone. And everything is beautiful, but one should look to the need, not to the meaning. Meaning is of the conscious mind. Need is of the unconscious, and that's how the second type of dream comes into existence. You go on cutting your needs, then the mind fulfills them in dream. You may not get married, because you have read great books and you are poisoned by thinkers, and they have molded your mind in certain patterns, and you are no more open to existence itself. Philosophies have blinded you. Then you will start cutting your needs. Then those needs will bubble up, surface in the dream. Because the unconscious knows no philosophies. The unconscious knows no meaning, no purpose. The unconscious knows only one thing: what is needed for your being to become fulfilled. Then the unconscious forces its own dreaming. This is the second type of dream. Very meaningful to understand it and meditate on it. Because the unconscious is trying to communicate to you that don't be a fool. You will suffer for it. And don't starve your being. Don't be suicidal, and don't go on committing a slow suicide by killing your needs. Remember, desires are of the conscious mind, need of the unconscious. And the distinction is very, very meaningful, very significant to be understood. Desires are of the conscious mind. The unconscious knows no desires. The unconscious is not worried about desires. What is a desire? A desire comes out of your thinking, training, conditioning. You would like to be the president of the country. The unconscious does not bother about it. The unconscious is not interested in being the president of the country. The unconscious is interested only how to be a fulfilled organic unity. But the conscious mind says, become a president. And if in becoming the president you have to sacrifice your woman, sacrifice. If you have to sacrifice your body, sacrifice. If you have to sacrifice rest, sacrifice. First become the president of the country. Or gather too much wealth. That is of the conscious mind. The unconscious knows no wealth. The unconscious knows only the natural. It is untouched by the society. It is like animals, or the words are like the trees. The unconscious has not been conditioned by the society, by the politicians. It remains yet pure. Listen to the second type of the dream and meditate on it. and it will communicate you what is your need. Fulfill the needs and don't bother about the desires. If you really want to be blissful, fulfill the needs and don't bother about desires. If you want to be miserable, cut the needs and follow the desires. That's how you have become miserable. Simple is the phenomena. Whether you are miserable or blissful, very simple is the phenomena. A man who listens to his needs and follows them, just like a river flows to the ocean. The river doesn't say whether to flow to the east or to the west. It simply seeks the way. East or west makes no difference. The river flowing to the ocean knows no desires. It knows only its needs. That's why animals look so happy. Having nothing and so happy, and you having so many things and so miserable. Even animals surpass you in their beauty, in their bliss. What is happening? The animals don't have a conscious mind to control and manipulate the unconscious. They remain undivided. Second type of dream has much to reveal to you. Then there is it. With the second type, you start changing your consciousness. You start changing your behavior. You start changing your life pattern. Listen to your needs, whatsoever unconscious is saying. Always remember, unconscious is right. Because it has the wisdom of the ages. Millions of life you have existed. The conscious belongs to this life. It has been trained in the schools, in the universities, and the family, and this society in which you are born, coincidentally born. But the unconscious carries all the experiences of all your lives. It carries the experience when you were a rock. It carries the experience when you were a tree. It carries the experience when you were animals. It carries all, the whole past. Unconscious is tremendously wise. And conscious is tremendously foolish. Has to be so, because conscious is just of this life, very small, with no experience. It is very childish. Unconscious is eternal wisdom. Listen to it.
The meditation today is called Fall Asleep Consciously. You have been sleeping every day, but you have not encountered sleep yet. You have not seen it, what it is, how it comes, how you drop into it. You have not known anything about it. You have been dropping into it daily, coming out of it, but you have not felt the moment when sleep comes on the mind. What happens? So try this, and with 3 months' effort, suddenly, one day, you will enter sleep knowingly. Drop on your bed, close your eyes, and then remember that sleep is coming, and I am to remain awake when the sleep comes. It is very arduous, but it happens. In one day it will not happen, nor in 1 week will it happen. Persist every day, constantly remembering that sleep is coming and I am not to allow it without knowing. I must be aware when sleep enters. I must go on feeling how sleep takes over, what it is. And one day, suddenly, sleep is there and you are still awake. That very moment, you become aware of your unconscious also.
С Новым годом, мой маленький друг, я знаю, ты слышишь меня, где бы ты ни был сейчас. Я хочу пожелать спокойствия глубине твоих глаз. Пусть в новом году тебе будет светло, даже когда погаснут все фонари и сядет солнце, солнце твое. Детской любви. С Новым годом, мой маленький принц, я хочу тебе еще пожелать. Хоть жизни кажется сном, не важно, сколько будут внушать, не жить одним лишь умом, пусть в новом году тебе будет тепло, даже когда закончится нефть, ведь твое сердце будет пылать и вселенную греть. Мой маленький враг, я желаю тебе суметь не сбиться с пути, даже если громкая жизнь и тихая смерть будут твою воду мутить, пусть в новом году тебя озарит свет изнутри, так что утратит весь смысл шелест червонцу, рокот моторов и стук коромысл. Никому не говори, что дни льда плавят стекло. Зачем им это знать? Пусть думаю дальше, что не повезло весною вечной дышать, но пусть в новом году им тоже будет светло, даже когда погаснут все фонари. ведь зайдет солнце, солнце твоей взрослой любви. Светло, даже когда погаснут все фонари, ведь зайдет солнце, солнце твоей вечной любви.
The music that was being played in this program was from Anugama, Milarepa, Kamal, Atmon Ravi, a Russian singer-songwriter, and by Anand Richa. Please stay connected with us. If you like Dosha Radio, tell your friends and make sure you're with us again next week. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.